Aloha, this is Carol Cox. Please join me here on KWAI 1080 AM on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9 AM. We will discuss local and national government issues, environmental issues, and some lighthearted subjects. So please join me on Sunday at 8 AM to 9 AM here on KWAI.
We've flown to the moon, but have we missed the boat along the way? We reached for the stars, but are we that far removed from the game? We've got radios and coda phones, computers. We found satellites in space. Now everybody's talking, so tell me why we can't communicate. Are we losing the human race? Do we ever really learn from our mistakes? Who's ahead, who's behind? Will there be a finish line? Are we losing the human race? Nations are starving while we pay our farmers not to grow their grain. Fossil fuel is going up in smoke and coming down in acid rain. The more that we progress, it seems the farther we keep slipping down that drain. It's a no-win situation, so tell me why we have to play the game. Are we losing the human race? Do we ever really learn from our mistakes? Who's ahead? Who's behind? Will there be a finish line? Are we losing the human race? And will there be a finish line? Are we losing the human
You're listening to The Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to The Carol Cox Show. Are we losing the human race? Well, probably not. We're wasting away ourselves, actually. But maybe we can fix it. Maybe we can't. Someone to come along and find some fossilized bones and try to figure what we did and what we ate and what we looked like and if we had skin or wore clothes, what have you. But in the interim, maybe we can slow it down. It's inevitable at this pace that where we're going to end up probably a non-existing entity at the current pace. Pollutions, poisons, criminals running governments, and on and on and on. So, anyway, you know, we've talked about, on many occasions, various state agencies and what happened and how they impact us and what the problems that it presents and how we want good government to represent us, and we trust that, and we invest and we pay them and pay them handsomely. As you can see, the new budget and the new agreement with the unions and all, they're going to get paid good. But what kind of job do they do, and the quality of services do they provide? So we're going to talk about one particular instance, and some of you have a favorite subject, and that is the State Agriculture Department. But we're going to talk specifically about the quarantine. When you bring an animal into the state of Hawaii, those that live here never experienced it. It's best be described as a nightmare. And those that experience it recalls it and lives it as a nightmare. And just to bring a cat in, for example, and I know it's to protect from rabies and everything else, but the current pace, it's as if the government is rabid or suffering from rabies. They're just mad. And so I'm going to share with you today, I have Amy Roy Lance and Mr. Keith Roy Lance sitting here, and we're just going to share with you, they brought a cat in. And if you want to take a minute, run out and get some napkins or a hanky for the tears you might shed. Or if you get mad, don't throw at the TV. Take a tennis ball in hand before we get started, because you might get mad. And don't want to break your flat-screen TV. So, but anyway, and I'm not exaggerating, folks. What's happening? Amy, thank you for joining me, and I'm glad you could come. And Amy, we got in contact with me. She had called the action line at KHON, and they referred her to the Carol Cox Show. And so from there, we started and working backwards. So. Good morning. Thank the two of you for joining.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I'm sorry that this is the occasion that you have to come in, but Amy, can you just tell us what happened, basically, and then we'll get into greater details.
Absolutely. We were notified on April 2nd that our pet, Kramer, needed some medical care. Pretty quickly, he needed an x-ray that he had been limping on his hind leg. And, you know, Okay, so that starts the process. Kramer was in quarantine. We actually arrived on the island on January 24th, so he had already been in the quarantine system for quite some time. We had all kind of adjusted painfully. It was tough. It's a very dismal place if you've never been there. So, you know, we got there, he was situated, and then we get this phone call, that he needed some x-rays. Had the x-rays, they transported him to the veterinary hospital that we had him registered at. They went ahead and did the x-ray and found that he had a severe spiral fracture of his right hind leg. And I went into shock.
Yeah, to say the least, huh?
Shock, absolute. It was an absolutely awful, probably one of the worst days of my life.
Now, you moved here from the mainland.
Yes.
And then, so it's a requirement. There's another option that you can go through the Kansas State University program, or...
You can do... They have two options. You can actually have your pet quarantined at home. You have to go ahead and send in this blood test. It has to go to Kansas State University. There still is that 120-day waiting period, but you can do that in the privacy of your own home. For people like Keith and I, who didn't have enough time to start that process, we were notified that we would be moving here, and within a five-week period, we were on a plane. For military families, the same situation. If you don't have that four-month period, your pet is here. It doesn't matter if you've had rabies shots. It doesn't matter if you've had proof that your pet had rabies shots at birth. It doesn't matter. That 120-day mark is the mark, and your pet goes in, and you cannot get them out.
Now, when you brought the animal here, you put him on the plane, and you had a health certificate?
Yes, we are required to have that health certificate.
And certifying that the animal's in good health.
Yes.
And free of rabies or...
Free of everything.
Right. And intact.
Yes.
No broken legs, no broken bones.
No, completely healthy.
Okay.
They do, yes.
So so this animal arrived, Kramer, he's a cat.
Yes.
Kramer arrived. I shouldn't call him an animal because it's clearly
Kramer.
Like it's part of the family and like mines are. But I don't call mine the cat either, so or the dog, you know. So anyway, so... Kramer comes, he's healthy, and you visit him.
Yes.
And he's healthy. He's
yep.
just happy to see you, but hate to be there.
No, absolutely.
So you then, what, like on a Tuesday, I recall, you were telling me, maybe the 30th or 29th?
Yeah, it was the 29th of March.
Mm-hmm.
I went and visited him. I had recently gotten my vehicle, so I was very excited to be able to visit him mm-hmm. almost every day
mm-hmm.
that I could. And I went. He was fine, happy, huggy, walking around, doing his thing, playing with toys. Mm-hmm. I spent an hour with him and came home. We were moving that week, so unfortunately I wasn't able to go visit until Saturday, our mm-hmm. other normal
right.
day.
And then so then after you saw him on Tuesday, you get a call from Dr. Honda.
Yes.
Telling you that Kramer has a limp.
That Kramer is limping.
Limping.
At 7:50 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. On a Saturday morning.
On the Saturday, yes.
Yeah. And this is 2 days since, 2 or 3 days since you've seen him last. And they have caretakers there, right?
They do. They have caretakers.
Individually assigned to yep. these animals. And on weekends, someone may substitute for them. But so you get this call and you go down there.
Mm-hmm.
Was Kramer limping?
No, Kramer, well... Yes, Kramer was limping. He actually fell over. He yeah. wasn't even walking.
He couldn't walk.
No, he couldn't.
Okay, so it wasn't a limp.
No, he fell over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that then, what happened? You took him, what they asked permission for you, them to transfer the animal?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
To the clinic, and in turn, you had picked the clinic, and like you have to is register one. Pick one from their list of people that registered with the state.
Yeah, when you get all the paperwork for the quarantine station, they require you, when you submit your health certificate, to actually pick a veterinary hospital mm-hmm. for your pet before you even arrive.
Mm-hmm.
So Kramer was already registered with this
particular right. You're selected
yes.
one, and that's
from
a requirement. So then what happened... Is that you see it's not a limp, as you described. The cat can't walk.
No,
and
he
then,
fell over.
And then you've shown me x-rays, and you provided me x-rays, where there is an oblique fracture, basically broken femur bone.
It's completely broken.
And did you see
me
anything
too.
In the... it snapped completely.
Yes, it yes. is completely yeah. in two pieces.
And so... Did you see anything in the cage or the pen that would lend itself to causing such injury?
That he would do by himself?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and...
There's no way.
So when you got there, where was the cat? Was he on... You mentioned he was on top of a crate or something, or what was the situation there?
He was placed on top of his crate, which is on top of a bench. So essentially, he was probably 2.5 to 3 feet off the ground
mm-hmm.
in a little bed that we had for him.
But he could barely stand up and fail when he attempted to walk, but he used...
There's no way he could
have... He could have climbed up on that.
Absolutely not.
So someone, you think, took the animal and placed it up there.
Somebody put him up on there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they did that. I don't know why they did that.
Mm-hmm. And the concern is, we don't know... When the animal was injured, because you saw him on a Tuesday, and between Tuesday and Saturday, he could have been injured and no one said anything, or the party that witnessed it or discovered it was delinquent and delayed in responding and reporting it, then they call you on Saturday at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I do find it odd that they notified us at 7:50 in the morning, since... You know, how would they have time to assess him, to clean, do everything they need to do, to get the vet to assess him in this very short period of time when
mm-hmm.
typically I'm sure they would probably get to work at 7 or mm-hmm. 7:30. I mean, it seems odd.
Do you folks feel that there's they've been forthright with the information? Do you think they've been upfront? With
not
the,
at
the,
all.
They being the agriculture department?
Not at all.
And
they, I do not.
Why
know.
So?
Well, initially, after this happened, I did place a couple of calls to them over the weekend. I wanted to talk to somebody, and nobody would talk to me. They referred me directly to the director. We also asked for direct numbers to the director and the operations manager, which they gave us numbers that were actually not direct numbers. So I got put back into the phone queue. I did speak to the director one time. And he was very empathetic, but, you know, it's still a bureaucracy. You still have to, you know, here's the claim form. Here's the claim form. Now fill this out. You deal with it.
So now, for the listeners that just come in on this, you bring in your pet, a cat, Kramer, and to the state of Hawaii. As required, you place him in quarantine. The animal, he becomes injured. It's noted to you as a communicate to you, it's a limp, but in fact, it was a complete break of the femur bone. And then in turn, you then, when you submitted to your pet, he was healthy.
Yes.
But then they hand you a claim form that you needed to fill out so that you might hope to get reimbursed for the cost that it would cost for surgery, boarding, and treatment of this a pet of yours. What was the amount of money that that you're looking at?
After everything is said and done with the boarding and all of his medical expenses, it's almost $5,400.
So $5,400.
Yeah.
To take care and treat your pet that was healthy, and no one is disclosing how he was hurting. Did they do an investigation?
Yes, they did, but unfortunately, I don't have access to those records at all. I can get access. I think I have to pay to get access to my own pet's records, which just completely angers me.
You know what they say there? Aloha.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know, we love it here. We love it here, and we were so excited, and obviously bringing Kramer was a huge stressor, but, you know, he's our kid.
So your pet, now you're faced with a $5,400 bill to treat a pet that you brought in that was healthy and relinquished it to the state agriculture people, the quarantine people, and it comes up with a broken leg, and you got to file a claim and hoping that they waive the fee, because they didn't guarantee you the claim would be that you would it would be approved, did they?
Absolutely not. When I spoke to Dr. Maeda at that initial stage, I brought that up to him. I said, well, this is a claim form. This does not guarantee payment for his bills. And he said, you know, there's things that they can do to obviously process the claim accordingly. However, that doesn't really give me any solace,
right?
Because it still has to go through, you know, Department of Claims and accounting, and it still has to hit several hands before there's actually some payment made. We just want his bills paid. We're not looking for anything else. We put our cat in their care. They should be required to care for my cat.
Yeah.
Now, they're obviously not going to do it the way I would.
Right.
But I'm expecting that they do it with humility and kindness and, you know, obviously, if it's required, that they do it legally and humanely.
Because it is a stressful experience for the pet.
Oh, it's
so
terrible.
Keith, what were you thinking when you witnessed this, that you're notified your pet is now injured with a major break of the leg, and in turn, they describe it as a limp, and now you're hit with a $5,400 medical bill?
I was just flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it was happening. When we got there that morning and realized that he couldn't even get out of his bed, and when I picked him up, I expected him to be, you know, a minor hurt leg or something. His leg was limp. I mean, it was just dangling.
Yeah.
And we just were floored. We couldn't believe it. But to get right to your question, as far as financially, we've already had to pay a lot of money up front to have him cared for. And believe me, it's pretty stressful when you first move to Hawaii. As everyone knows, it's not cheap, and it's tough to get started. And we didn't have the money, so it took every bit of money we had to make sure that our Kramer was cared for. So yeah, stress. Yeah.
And so now what does it cost to bring him here? Just give the listeners the amount of money it costs you just to prep and get Kramer here. How much did it cost you, estimate?
To pay the quarantine station, it's $1,080, so it's almost $1,100 for his stay.
For the entire 120 days?
Yes,
for the entire 120 days. You have to do the health certificate and make sure all of his... all of his shots and vaccines are up to date. So it's another $250. And that's not even going into the FOBIN test. That, I've heard, is upwards, you know, $250 to $700, depending on...
The FOBIN test, what's that? You have to pay
that? No,
that's
if you have that 120-day time period at home.
Okay,
that's
but,
the
I
Kansas
mean,
State.
Just your process.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
It was the $250 probably plus the $1,080 what we had to pay to bring him here, plus his airfare.
Airfare.
Which his ticket actually cost more than ours.
So about $600, $700.
Yeah.
So that's close to $2,000. And then you are hit with a $5,400 bill.
Yeah.
For an injury that you didn't cause, that only occurred in their care under their watch.
Right.
So now the big question is, what? Still, it's not over, because if he's injured and he has side effects, or you've got to take him and have him monitored, did the state offer to compensate you for that, projecting that maybe he may have some problems or
aftercare?
Aftercare.
We're still in that process. I don't know yet.
So this is a $8,000 incident for you.
He will limp for the rest of his life. They put a pin in. I mean, it's not like they've casted him and whatever. They had to have a board certified surgeon come in to do the surgery. They put a pin in. They wrap it with wire. I mean, it's a huge deal. Which obviously goes to show that the break was not just a small hairline fracture or anything like that. I mean, yeah, there's going to be issues for the rest of his life.
Have they offered any explanation on how it happened?
No.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
Didn't bother to, so it's up to you to guess.
Yes.
So let's seize this opportunity then to theorize and to guess at it. And my guesses are, and I've consulted other veterinarians, and some of them have great knowledge of that facility, and they describe it as it would be utterly impossible, physically impossible, for this pet, for Kramer, to get his leg entangled in and break it in such a fashion as it is broken in the femur. He couldn't apply that much pressure because the pet would give up after at a certain point of pain. But there's nothing, and maybe he could have slipped his leg underneath the pipe there and got it in there, but even then, the theory is that it wouldn't happen. But if that's the case, then the state agriculture department should be thinking redesigning their cages.
Correct.
Number one. Number two, the theory could be, or it is, that possibly in cleaning, the caretaker was cleaning or in there and actually did something to the cat, just kicked it, stomped it, or whatever. Who knows? We'll use our imagination, because they should be providing you with an explanation and doing a thorough investigation.
Absolutely.
So, and the third one is possibly someone just weighed with that type of breakage. It had to apply a lot of pressure and have a solid foundation to push on it. So my theory, and like others, it's possible that someone stepped on it.
Right.
And I'm not going to say that's a conclusion, but I would leave it up to the state agriculture department to come with the facts.
Right.
But until then, I'm going to continue to think that something terrible, some behavior that was unacceptable occurred there, and they need to, in fact, investigate it, because there are other people may have the same experience. And so if there's people out there listening, please give us a call. I'd like to know. And there's been other incidents.
Yeah, I try to think in my heart that nobody would actually maliciously hurt Kramer or any animal that they're caring for. If they were cleaning out his cage and they stepped on him, if they did it accidentally or whatever, then come clean and say, oh my gosh, report it immediately. Say, oh my gosh, I was cleaning and he got behind me and I moved my boot back or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But to tell me that, to infer that Kramer did it himself or that somebody just found him like that
mm-hmm.
is absolutely ludicrous, and it makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I've cried so many tears, and I can sit here and get teary about talking about that day, but I'm angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sitting here carefully. I want you to know, and let listeners know, I'm not. I don't want to say the wrong thing, because it is sensitive, and I see you welling up occasionally, and I have to be careful. But I also want to. This is serious. There are many people like yourself that come here and submit their pets to this institution. So I'm more concerned that it's an institution, it's a systemic problem. And I want to walk the listeners through how this unfolded. You weren't getting the cooperation. You still have gotten full answers, correct?
Oh, absolutely. No.
And you still believe that even now you don't know if you're going to have to pay it or not. You haven't signed anything yet to finalize it, so everything's still up in the air, correct?
Yes, we haven't submitted all the final paperwork to the state.
Mm-hmm. You yet. Have the burden of submitting paperwork, but they broke the cat's leg,
yeah.
Or it was under their watch.
How is that? That's ridiculous. We have to chase down the information in order to get them to take responsibility mm-hmm. when Kramer was in their care.
Right. Now, as I say, I want to walk the listeners through this, and that being a segue. When you contacted me, I got your information, and I proceeded to call around. And you hadn't gotten any cooperation, or they're still keeping you in the dark.
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
No.
So I called up, and I asked you to send a letter saying that, anticipating that they're going to, it's a cover-up, because they need to let us know who, they have a responsibility to find out what happened to that animal, period.
Yes.
You know, just no questions, just period. They need, because others come through there. So if there's a bad player there working there, whatever. You wrote a letter saying that I was assisting you and I could receive and the information, and please feel free to give it to me if I ask. Well, I contacted them, and immediately I talked to Dr. Maeda, who is the director of that facility. And most people don't live on the mainland, but we call it Possum. He was very flighty and aloof and evasive with me. He didn't want to give the information. He says, well, you know, I can't give you anything. Well, it's a privacy issue. No, it's not. She's already authorized me and you to release this information to me. Well, I can't do that because we forwarded the information to the comptroller. Well, who's going to do the investigation, I'm asking? Because there's a person there that is responsible for injuring this cat, or the facility has some flaws in it or some dangers or hazards that presents themselves in causing injury. Well, he still didn't want to talk, and he didn't want to release any information. So then I contacted the comptroller, and it was the same thing. We can't give you anything because it's a privacy issue. And I'm saying, no, it's not a privacy issue. She's already authorized and sent a letter to the director telling him that he can release this information to me and the action line. Well, she didn't want to do it. And told me that I would need to contact her boss to file an OIP, an Information Act request. So now getting nowhere, so then I tell I would file that request and that we would be doing a show this Sunday and left it at that. Approximately, 5 minutes or 10 minutes later, you call me, telling me what? What did they tell you? She told me she couldn't talk to me, and I had to file a request, and it could take a while to receive the documents.
Our Department of Accounting called me shortly after talking to you, mm-hmm. and basically said that they had received all of the investigative paperwork already, mm-hmm. and that they were prepared to take care of all of Kramer's medical bills.
That when you say they were going to
take care of what I had submitted, mm-hmm. as far as his veterinary bills.
But prior to that, they wouldn't talk to you, want to charge you for your documents, but they get a call from us, and then all of a sudden they want to belly up and do the right thing and take responsibility and pay, but still not telling you how Kramer or your pet was injured.
Yeah, basically what she had told me was, there's a couple ways that this could have happened, and that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, enlighten me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think the couple ways are.
Right. Did she elaborate?
No.
Now, once you had that conversation, you asked for documents, right?
I'm in the process of actually trying to
what
get
documents. What did they tell you? Is it going to cost you anything to get the documents?
Yeah, I have to fill out the form.
Mm-hmm.
Submit
the OIP,
it.
The yes. Information Act.
I do. I have to fill that
this
out.
This is information that you, part of it,
about
that you...
me.
It's yours.
That,
it's yours, and you filled it...
It's about me and my animal, and I have to... It's $30.
You have... She told you you'd have to pay $30.
Well, the form states that there's a cost of $30 on the form. Nobody verbally told me that, but it's on the form.
Well, that's a strange form, because they wouldn't know all the documents you need, and they need to tell you how much it costs on the...
Well, that charge is for research. I know exactly where my file is. It's on this particular person's desk.
That was talking to you.
That's right.
But that's $30 for the search fee, you see. But once then, they're not telling you. It may be more because it's a dollar for the first page.
Right.
It's 50 cents mm-hmm. in the copy.
Yep. Yeah.
So, again, this is your pet that was injured under their care, but they're going to tell you, you have to file a claim. Now, what they should have done, in my opinion, is approach you and Keith and said, we have a problem. We're sorry, and been as apologetic as one could get. But instead, they didn't do that. And then in turn, hand you a claim form, so basically you taking your chances. It's a gamble. You know, they may approve it, and I suspect that the way things are done in this state and with that agency, this is my belief, that in 60 days you'd be in no man's land and no one would be interested in your story, and they would stick it to you. You'd be billed.
We would be stuck with that.
Stuck
and I will tell you, you know, for the first week, I don't think I really slept.
Mm-hmm. She didn't.
I didn't, yeah.
Because that's a huge amount of money, and I couldn't imagine, you know, in looking at the documentation that I needed to fill out, they do legally tell you, well, if we deny your claim, mm-hmm. You do have the right to sue.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's obviously front and center, and they have to legally tell you that. But to me, in my head, the process would have gone very similar to where we would have submitted the claim. Kramer would at that point have been a piece of paper. I truly believe that once he was out of the quarantine station, that it was no longer anybody's problem except
mm-hmm.
ours.
Because mm-hmm. if they charge you $30 for just to research the files that's sitting on their desk, that's an indication. But, you know, again, let listeners know this is I'm talking with Amy and Keith Roy Lance about their pet, Kramer, who they brought into the state, and it was injured at the state agriculture quarantine department, leg broken, described as a limp, and they are now faced with a $5,400 or $5,400 bill unless the state waives it. Now, listen to some of these charges that they're... and these are charges that... legitimate and can be charged, but this is how we get to this $4,000. General health exam, $62. Sedation, $36. X-ray for one to two views, $431. Boarding, you're going to pay $1,110 for boarding. $44 a day, I guess, or 40.
It's it comes out to approximately, I think they actually discounted the...
Yeah. Discount, but you can get a hotel room cheaper than that.
Well, yeah, initially calling around, mm-hmm. boarding is about $44 a day if you do the quarantine piece through a hospital.
Just the fracture repair, it says you was $1,725. Now, I'm told that I showed a veterinarian this X-ray, and that vet, who's very experienced, said it was probably a very simple procedure, and that where it was located and a pin could be placed in it and not that difficult. But they called in a specialist.
A board-certified surgeon. It's not a specialist per se, but he is actually board-certified.
But the problem is, if you're doing surgery here, you better be certified by board. So it's no
big...
Well,
yeah. I would think so.
You know, like there are people that distribute drugs that are board-certified, and then there are those that are not board-certified who they go out and look for.
Right, absolutely.
So, something's wrong with this picture, and in that you're stuck with the $5,000 bill looming over your head. And but I think they probably, because it's brought out into the public. But again, it doesn't answer what's going to happen.
Well, personally, I think in situations like this, there needs to be a better way for them to work with the quarantine station and the Department of Accounting and Finance. Should something, I'm sure this is not the first time a pet has been injured, mm-hmm. at the quarantine station. They need to figure out some way that they are responsible. They need to take care of the bills. It shouldn't go through me. The veterinary hospital shouldn't have to wait 6 weeks to get paid, or 8 weeks, or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is that the animal quarantine station is responsible. And we shouldn't even have to worry. It should not even be a worry for us that who's going to take care of the bill, how is he going to get care,
mm-hmm.
like what's going to happen with him.
Mm-hmm.
We had to make the decision during that first week of maybe putting Kramer down because we couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So the possibility of Kramer... not being here with us.
Being put down because
we couldn't afford the bill.
And they know that it was under their watch that this pet was injured.
So we chose to basically drain our bank account and give them everything we had so that our cat could live.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think people understand that your pet is your pet, and the hardship that and the stress that seeing the pet going through that, number one.
Absolutely.
Number two, then you got to deal with an agency who... are playing games, and we can't release the documents. It's going to cost you to release them. You contacted the Humane Society seeking the Hawaiian Humane Society. What happened there?
I did. I contacted them on that Sunday because I couldn't get anybody at the quarantine station to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk to somebody. So they took a report. I actually ended up filing a report with the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
And basically... the outcome of their investigation was because nobody saw it, nobody will speak to it, that they really can't, they can't obviously file any criminal charges because nobody will talk about it,
mm-hmm.
And nobody witnessed it. He said, I'm really sorry, but they, I've been out to the station, they're on notice, mm-hmm. they always get nervous when we go out to the station, and I thought, oh my gosh, he didn't do it by himself,
mm-hmm.
there's no way he could have hurt himself, so figure it out. He only had one caretaker for the Friday and the Saturday. There's a process of elimination that can happen, and you speak to that person.
Right, there wasn't an army of people, but...
No.
But in that your email, and your communications that he says, but they now know that we're looking.
Right.
As if that's going to, I mean, do a thorough investigation, but that's the problem. I would love to see the day that the Hawaiian Humane Society take on the Agriculture Department for abuse of animals. Hold on. Good morning, caller. A comment, a statement, for a question for the...
Yes. Let me turn my radio. Okay. Let me tell you that the cat could have hurt himself, because my husband was just telling me... Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can hardly hear you.
Well,
I didn't know if my phone was black. My husband was just telling me about a little baby horse that got hooked. His leg got hooked up on between 2x4s or boards in the area he was. And everybody was standing there and just watching. If nobody was there, that horse would have had a terrible, terrible broken leg. So he could have hurt himself by struggling, and there was no one there watching them every hour or so.
Well, let me
somebody
ask
could
you
have
this.
Caught him. Maybe he was hung up on a...
Let me ask you this, caller. If let's say that's a true and accurate assumption. Do you think that this family should pay the $5,000?
No. Mm-hmm. They should, the people at the quarantine should pay it, and she should sue them for not properly telling her anything, 4 times the amount for that hospital bill. Mm-hmm. And she don't have to sue them, 4 times for the amount for that hospital bill, for her grief and for the cat's grief and for not watching and being attentive to those animals. They're supposed to have a guard or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe walking every hour or so, seeing that they are not hung up by their paws, mm-hmm, and struggling to get down and breaking it. You know what I mean?
Well, if you saw this break, and we're going to post some of the x-ray up on carolcox.com, and those of you that have computers or access.
Yeah, I have a computer.
I'll go to the carolcox.com, and you can see, and I don't think physically it can be explained.
Yeah, but well, they were fraudulent toward her, so she can get a 4 times amount return and pay for everything.
Okay. Well,
yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Right. Well, now all we need is a lawyer to call.
I know.
you've gotten good advice. But it is, you know, even while it's funny, it's painful.
Oh, it's terrible.
Because I hear many stories coming out of there, and to demonstrate in the show, when I call around, they didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And to tell, even though you said release the information to me, and they wouldn't release it to you, but then tell me and tell you it's privacy. Well, no, she's already authorized it. So what you see, and Dr. Maeda didn't want to talk. So that tells me they know something went wrong there, and they know they have a bad player on
right.
their staff, and they're trying to conceal it, and we hope to get to the bottom of it. So if they're listening, then I hope they know that I'm going to come knocking, and sooner or later we're going to find out, because there's too many of these instances. Pets die there. People and just the staff itself. I can tell you, way back we brought in 2 dogs, and while they were nice, I thought I was going to visit a convict who had committed murder.
Absolutely.
And short of being stripped and searched, serious. They're the rudest, nastiest people you've ever seen. And they all seem to be related to one another, been hired or a friend of a friend. And, you know, it's just mm-hmm. absolutely, it's scary. And so as a result, with that kind of climate there, this is the kind of behavior. Nobody talks. And when you fill out some of the paperwork, or when you arrive, you fill out some documents.
Yes.
And they want to charge you. Something's wrong, and this is the whole of the Agriculture Department. I mean, in any branch you go into, you're going to find the same sleaze. Their character needs some improvement and polishing. They're all the way down from the top to the bottom. Because I call the director, but see, the new director, former legislator who was appointed by Governor Abercrombie, they don't bother to call you anymore. They immediately transfer you to no man's land, and then you get some smart butt on the phone.
Yeah.
Not sensitive to the people, not showing any empathy or just sympathy.
Well, I that initial phone call to Dr. Maeda, he was very empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at that point feeling so much better because I was like, phew, okay, obviously they're going to take responsibility. The phone calls that I had subsequently with the operations manager at the station were absolutely awful. And mm-hmm. Yes, it was a business. This gentleman did not seem to care about my pet, actually said that, he probably did it himself, inferred that Kramer mm-hmm. had done it himself, was rude. And I knew at that point I was in trouble. Mm-hmm. I knew if I didn't have some help with the situation, I was going to be in trouble. My Kramer was going to be in trouble, and we were going to be down a lot of money. And
let me ask you, speaking of money, now your pet has been transferred to a clinic,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be housed there for the duration?
Yes, 30 days.
30 days. Now, did they waive the or refund you the portion of the $1,080 for that because it will not be housed at the state facility?
Absolutely not.
Actually, we've already paid.
They want that money? Are you kidding?
Paid through the end of this month, so they owe us. They owe us money.
Yeah, they owe you money. But see, when I spoke to them, and I thought how cagey and foxy and sly and sleazy of them to now. Oh, and by the way, once she told you this, then she immediately called me up as if to say everything's worked out now. So, Mr. Cox, you can butt out or back off. I said, well, what did you draw a conclusion, reach a conclusion, and find out who did it and how much, if the state's going to pay? Well, I'll let her tell you that. So this is the kind of, just to convey and share with the public out there, what we're dealing with as a government agency. So your pet left there on the 2nd of April.
Yes.
You paid through till this month.
Right.
So that's been, this is April 20th, so they owed you per day. They didn't include that in the refund, did they?
No, I actually brought that up to Dr. Maeda at a couple weeks ago, and basically he said once the problem has been figured out, mm-hmm. Once there's a resolution, we'll go ahead and figure that out as well.
But then that could be whenever.
Yeah.
And government slowly.
Yeah.
Right. Caller, you got a comment, a question?
Yes. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay. I just was going to mention, I think former Governor Cayetano has been involved with that facility and trying to get it to operate better or something. I don't know. Maybe you could contact him and see what he might have to say about it.
Okay.
That might be one thing. The second thing is if you do bring a lawsuit against them and bring these people in and make them testify under oath, if they then lie about it, you might be able to get them for perjury.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad that there's not a way to get these bureaucrats to take personal responsibility for the things that they do, and the taxpayer ends up getting it, mm-hmm. taking the bill and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be some kind of a law where the personal the actions that are bad actions by the individual, the mm-hmm. individual should take responsibility and suffer for those actions.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know if there's a way to do that or if there's a law to do that, but it certainly would be nice to have a law like that.
Well, we'll put out an email to Governor Cayetano and others and hope the public will embrace this effort and
okay.
Or let the state and let the governor know that this can't go on.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Aloha.
Thank you.
But this is, it's unfortunate. You're not the first, and I would love to predict you'd be the last. But at the current pace, it's a very strange It reminded me of going, and I don't know if this is an insult to all, but I get the feeling, when I watch the movie Deliverance, I get the same feeling when I go through those gates over there. I don't know if I'm going to be shot with a bow or you know what, because something, it's just nasty, nasty people, and the reports that I get from other things, investigations and what have you, and it just festers, and they have the same people. And then when the top learns of it, they should have been absolutely eager to show the public in this case that, no, we're on the up and up. We're concerned about the animals. We're concerned about your state of mind and your well-being because this is your family pet.
Yes.
But none of that sensitivity was displayed.
No, it wasn't. And it's heartbreaking because... Mm. He's an indoor cat. He's never been exposed to anything like this, and it's jail over there for your animal.
Yeah, and you know, I just have to, like you say, you said here, when you contacting the Humane Society, he advised me that it might be tough proving any criminal act since if he has no witnesses and the caregiver did not give complete information, there may not be anything he could do, but... that his presence would put the station, quote, on notice.
Right.
Wow. Isn't that funny? That's how we operate in this state.
Yeah, that's wow. Just absurd.
The bully, big body mindset. You know, I put a big body on them, and see, they're going to straighten up and fly.
And what,
right.
For like a week or a day?
Yeah.
Like, just so you're there, you know that stuff goes on.
So I'm still going to be riding along with you on this one, and I hope that for the sake of the animals, and it's unfortunate, you read the papers, we're talking about abuse of animals and stopping this, but we got government agencies allowing this behavior to happen and abuse of animals. And
yeah.
Nothing done. So, Amy, thank you.
Oh, thank you so
Keith,
much, Carol.
Thank you very much.
And join me the next hour, and we're going to be talking about Y. Kelly. And I think you might be interested in this, Y. Kelly Caves. And if you know any family members out there, tell them to gather around. I got some information that might help them. And I believe there's some people need to be held accountable over there. And we're going to try to help these families hold these people accountable. The Navy, and we even got an interesting letter from the Navy here and from the DPP. So you might want to tune in. Talk to you shortly in the next hour. Aloha and thank you.
Thank you.
In a miracle, you get food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle. Scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mama snake. Just a sweet watermelon. Buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little walk, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will grow.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu.